Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Group Chat Family Edition, a podcast designed to help families have meaningful conversations about faith at home. I'm Brett, and I'm so glad you're here this week. Whether you're driving to practice, sitting around the dinner table, or winding down for the night, this podcast exists to give you easy, practical ways to talk about Jesus in everyday life. Each week, we'll explore a big truth from Scripture through the Gospel Project, unpack what it means for your family, and offer questions to help spark real conversations with your students. So let's dive in. This week's session from the Gospel Project is called All Who Could Listen. The main idea: our lives reveal our greatest treasure. What we value doesn't just show up in what we say. It shows up in how we live, how we respond, and what we prioritize each day. This week's Christ Connection: Ezra taught God's law, and as the people understood it, they recognized how far that they had strayed, and they had mourned over their sin. But God didn't leave them in their grief. He called them to experience joy and restoration. See, in the same way, Jesus came to die for our sin and give us power to turn away from it. Through faith in Him, our hearts are changed so that we can love and obey God, not out of obligation, but out of pure joy. God's word exposes our need, and Jesus meets it fully. So here are some questions to ask when you're all together around the table, in the car, or as you're getting ready for bed. What's the difference between hearing something and truly listening to it, and how does that apply to God's word? Why do you think the people in Nehemiah 8 were so emotional when they heard Scripture read and explained? What are some things in our lives that compete with God for our attention and time? And if someone looked at our daily routines, what might that say we treasure the most? See, in Nehemiah 8, God's people stood for hours just to hear His word. When they finally understood it, their hearts were moved first to grief over sin, then to joy in God's mercy. The same is true for us today. God's word still convicts, restores, and brings joy. Our lives reflect what we treasure the most, and when God's word is our treasure, it shapes how we think, speak, and live as a family. God doesn't want us stuck in guilt. He invites us into restoration and joy because of what Jesus has done. Well, just one quick reminder for you this week. Fuge registration is open. So if you go to fhbc.org/students, you can get all the details and sign up right there. Again, Fuge Camp registration is open. Well, thanks so much for joining today's episode of Group Chat Family Edition. Keep the conversation going and keep pointing your family to Jesus. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.